Hey guys, this is Kirk Smith. Come out and see me this week, January 6th at 8 p.m. I will be at the Westside Comedy Theater in beautiful Santa Monica. I'll be putting on my show called This Is Crazy, a show about mental illness and neurodevelopmental disorders that we do monthly out here in Los Angeles and soon be on the road. This week we'll be featuring Jennifer Belander, who you heard this week on the podcast talk about her Edinburgh show called Momatism. We'll also have Tone Bell, who I started comedy with years ago. You may have seen him on Chelsea Lately, Bad Judge, and the hit show Truth Be Told right now on NBC, as well as many other comedians. Come out, it's going to be a great time, and be great to meet you guys in person. Have a great week.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in again. This is Autastic, the comedian's guide to autism. I'm Graham Kay.
And I'm Kirk Smith.
Yeah, yeah. If you are new to the podcast, Kirk Smith has an autistic son who is 17 now.
A son who's autistic. That's right. He's 17.
A son who is autistic. Right. I said that right this time, right?
No, you said autistic son. I just don't want to get the emails.
No. I did it again. I'm sorry. But you know what? I also agree with the wording. I think
I do too.
The listeners are correct in correcting us and me specifically. And I am sorry out there for failing you. I will change it.
I think you're foreshadowing our topic du jour.
I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Change is hard.
Change is hard.
Is the topic du jour.
Yeah.
Change is hard.
It's hard to change.
Yeah. My brother is autistic. He's, 31 now? And we went to go see Star Wars, and that's coming up, the final segment, the topic du jour. First off, we are going to do the weekly roundup. Quickly, I was late to come to the podcast. Weekly roundup is Graham's car trouble has nothing to do with autism. My car, this week's trouble. Actually, it's starting to help me make friends
nice.
With my new neighbors.
I'm forced to meet people.
Yeah, I moved into a new neighborhood, and everyone's helping the new guy with
his
dumb car.
Would you mind jumping my car? Oh, yeah. I've heard about you. Yeah, Susie jumped your car last week.
I met a lovely woman and her friend and her hippie husband helped me last week.
Nice.
And their brand new Mercedes. it took about 20 minutes to find where the battery was.
Because they've never opened their hood.
On their friggin' Starship that they bought. Their brand new Starship. And my and my friggin' microwave car from 1980. What is it? It's 2002.
You open your hood so much, I imagine it's like Fonz, where you just like hit the hood and it pops open. It's like every day, you're just like, pop.
It's really used to being open. It pops right open. There was so long that I held on to having the battery cover on.
Oh,
held on to that for so long.
6 months?
Yeah. And I eventually was like, I just screw it. The battery cover is in the back. Anyway, today I met a guy. My girlfriend and I always are like, who's that local kook? There's like surfboards on his front lawn and like skulls and stuff. And we're like, this guy's a real local kook. You know, and he's got like a bunch of cars out front, and he was such a nice guy, and he was like, he just walked up to me, because my car wouldn't start, and the hood was popped, and I got this little device Kirk helped me buy that jumps
around
it.
With that, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, make sure there's no lights on, you know, blah, 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 and I was
that's
like,
good
oh,
advice.
Yeah. And he's like, I work on a lot of cars, you know, I'll help jump you.
Nice.
And you know, eventually it started right before he came over to jump me, but he was pulling up to do it. Anyway,
nice.
Really nice guy. And he's like, I work on a lot of cars. You know, I do it for free. I work on all the neighborhood cars. I know a bunch of people in your building. I sold them a bunch of cars, you know. So, I just do it because I love cars. You know, if you ever need help, let me know.
That's great.
And I was like, oh, well, we got booze. You know, he's like, booze is great. Nice guy.
The next sentence is, and I love skulls. If you have any skulls, I love skulls. I work on skulls.
Yeah.
Are there really skulls in his front yard?
Yeah.
Human skulls?
No, like Halloween-y fun.
Oh.
It's like not scary. It's just like, okay. Look at that local
plastic
guy
skulls.
Who is holding down the property value to his neighbors, keeping the gentrification away, like at bay a bit.
Keeping it real.
I bet you the reason why we could afford that apartment, because it is in like a perfect location.
It's
a nice apartment, is because that guy. He probably kept, at least he at least can, he's giving me $50 off a month on my rent for sure.
By being himself.
Yeah.
I love it.
Anyway, so I have my car. I was a half hour late, and subsequently, I'm going to be late to pick up my girlfriend to go buy a credenza.
The lovely
which,
Jane.
Well, yeah, lovely Jane. The beautiful Jane slash Manjula, which my girl, my brother calls him. I'm Apu, and she's my Manjula. Simpsons reference.
We had a great listener email us this week that was like, I love the weekend review about Graham's crappy car, but my favorite segment by far is Peter going to manage to poach Jane the Babe away from Graham?
There is. keep listening because, and in the final segment, we're going to do an interview with my brother.
Oh yeah.
Before and after we saw Star Wars.
Love it.
If you're new to the podcast, my bro is the biggest Star Wars fan of all time. And anyway, there's a him trying to hit on Jane thing that happened, the story about the anyway.
Can't wait.
Just listen to it. Anyway, so we can review at the timing of this taping. This is the week after Christmas.
Oh yeah.
And Kirk, you had you got children.
I do. I've yeah. got
teenage, big Christmas is big.
Teenage Christmas,
for dads.
Yeah. Mm. Daughter went to. I have an 18-year-old daughter. She went to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. She tried to tell me this for mm-hmm. the first time, but I'm like, I took you when you were like four, but she doesn't really remember that. But yeah, so first time since she
parents,
remembers.
If you take your kid under five to Disneyland, waste of money.
Waste. Of, and if you take them over five, probably still waste some money. But they remember.
Just bring them to a bar.
Take them to see the movies.
Yeah.
Then my son. I had sent over, or I'd taken over a scooter, like a full-size grown-up scooter. They make these grown-up scooters now with like 12-inch wheels that you can ride as a grown man.
Awesome.
And then we use phones. This is a little tip for all you autism parents. Mm-hmm. So my kids, like a lot of kids, autistics, my son has autism.
Parents of kids who have autism?
Yes.
I'm getting it.
You're on it, man. The coffee's kicking in. Mm-hmm. They don't really make iPods anymore. They make iPods, but they don't make the knockoff brands for those of us who have somebody who destroys it every few months. So you can get a burner phone. You can get a cheap T-Mobile or AT&T phone for $40.
With a screen. It looks like an iPod.
It looks
or
like an
iPhone,
iPod.
I mean.
It looks like the old iPods. Yeah, you can get on YouTube. You can download some music. You can. And so, yeah, he can download his videos. So he goes through them. So I brought
him. But it looks like a phone. It doesn't have buttons on it.
What's that called?
A smartphone.
Smartphone.
It looks like a smartphone. What's that called there?
What's that magic brick in your pocket?
Yeah, Game Boy phone.
Yeah, not a flip phone.
Right.
So he uses it to download movies cool. and then watch a lot of Netflix.
Awesome.
Netflix, YouTube. Actually, Netflix too.
And they're cheaper?
Yeah, because it's like $40-$50.
What?
Yeah, so if you go through them every, even with a case, he'll drop it in water or he'll manage to break it. So if you have to buy two a year, three a year, an iPod is $200.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we stopped doing the iPods.
Yeah.
Too expensive.
Makes sense.
And he doesn't like the iPad. It's too big. He likes the little handheld. So he'll hold in his little hands and crush it like a grape. But got some of those. What else did I get? You know, clothes,
that's smart.
Shoes. Yeah, so a bunch of stuff.
To go with your 500 Chinese earphones that you bought them.
Yeah, I bought earbuds in bulk, too. Mm-hmm. That's another little tip.
It's a little tip from an earlier episode. Going way back.
A little callback. Well, because what he'll do is he'll get in the car and slam the door and cut them off. Or for a while, we were going through, I don't know, two, three a week. Three or four, and if they're $10 each, it's a lot of money. Man.
Has he gotten better with the earphones?
He's getting better with the earphones.
But that's cool.
Yeah, he's.
Why slowly, do you think that is?
Well, he knows like 10 words. One of the words he knows is broken.
Uh huh.
So like, if he breaks something, he brings it to me. We have to say it's broken. I can't. It's broken, and we hand it back to him. It's broken. You know, because he's really rough on stuff. So he'll have a phone, and he'll drop it, and the screen will shatter, and then he'll be like, oh no, broken. He'll say broken to you. And then, or he'll say, if sometimes the phone will drop, the back falls out, the battery falls out, and he'll be like, broken? Like with a question mark at the end.
It's a fair question.
Like, put it back together. No, it's not broken. Here you go. But yeah, I think he destroyed enough headphones where he figured out, oh, this stuff's breakable.
My girlfriend did the exact same thing to her phone last week. And she was like, broken? And I just nodded yes.
Yes, it's broken. Maybe you should treat things with more respect.
I called her Smashy for a week. That was her nickname.
Did you really?
Yeah. All right, take it easy, Smashy.
I nicknamed him Bam Bam for a while. We called him Bam Bam because everything was, man, he would just test the limits of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was good. I always have a hard time at Christmas. It's always hard for people to wait from their kids, I think.
Yeah,
so I had one of them, but Then we did the old FaceTime, you know, or Viber, I think it was, or WhatsApp. I can't remember what it was. One of those apps. And yeah, I got to see him and talk to him. And yeah.
And there's facial recognition. Like he knows it's you, right?
He gets excited. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's cute. That's something.
He'll say daddy usually, or dada.
That's nice, man.
So it was nice.
Oh, my little heart.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm hanging with my girlfriend a lot.
Nice. Yeah. She's turning you into a complete human being.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
breaks everything you own, but makes you a better man.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
That sounds about normal. I'm saying things like my little heart a lot. It's weird.
Before you don't even acknowledge heart, and now it's little heart.
Yeah, my little heart.
That's funny. That's really funny.
That's good, man. Well, it sounds like he had a good Christmas. Like,
yeah.
He got some good prezzies.
It was good. It was really good. He's in the white tundra up north. Yeah, so it's good. It was a good...
Is he using his scooter?
So it's been snowing too much to use a scooter.
Got those snow tires,
I don't know if
man.
I told you this story, but so there's a skate park. Did I tell you the skate park story when I was out there?
No.
So there's a skate park. There's like a... You know, like skate parks are like emptied out pools. It's like, well...
It sounds very dangerous.
Yeah. Well, he loves that. So he'll like get his scooter in there and he'll like... Well, it iced over, but I didn't know it iced over because it also snowed, but then it was also ice. And so he motioned, can I get in? So I was like, get in, it's fine. So it's empty, obviously, but you know, he's horsing around in there. And then I'm like, okay, get out. And then he couldn't get out because there's no steps. It's like ice.
Oh, he doesn't go on the scooter in there.
No.
He gets
in and then he rides around. Okay, you know, like it's a skate park. It's like an empty pool. And then you just go in circles. But then when you're ready to get out, there's no ladder. There's no, it's like an angled.
Oh, this is
and
a
it's
nightmare.
Ice.
Yeah.
And so then I got to get in. And so then I get behind him. I'm pushing him. He outweighs me about 40 pounds.
Yeah.
And I'm not petite, but I can't get him up. And so then I was like, oh, crap. And he does this thing where he like, if you push, like if you're helping him get up something, he does this thing where he just like leans back into you like, okay, go ahead, push. And I'm like, I can't military squat 230 pounds, you ding dong.
Yeah.
And so I was getting desperate. It was cold. It was like, so Celsius, it was like minus 10. What is that?
I don't know,
it was like
know.
6 degrees. Uh-huh. That's cold. So you're sitting there in this stupid frozen thing and you're on your knees. And so finally I jumped. I took a running flying leap at it, grabbed on and pulled myself up, cut my hands up. And then I laid down in the ice and like military pulled him out. I didn't know what else to do.
You figured it out.
Yeah. So
did he help? Did it was he able to help at all?
Well, then he leans back again, and then this is when you don't know what to do as a parent. You're like, is this autism or is he just being a child? So then I yelled at him like, "Come on, get up here!"
Right.
And then he like, muscled up and got up.
Well, good. I'm glad that you didn't just assume that it was autism, you know, and like, oh, he's helpless. But seriously, though, I mean,
no,
it's such
I
a
mean,
fine line. You might as well try. And,
yeah.
and he got it. He understood.
Listen, I kind of raised my voice a little bit like a coach. But come on, you need to. Because he was leaning back. I'm acting this out for our listeners, like you can see this, but he just thinking,
Kirk
like,
is
grab
now
your hand,
leaning back.
And he'll lean back, like, okay, pull me out. But it's like, I can't.
But maybe, he just didn't understand the physics of it, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know?
I think in his mind, he's still, because he'll come and sit on your lap, too, and it's like, oh my goodness, this is a lot.
Right, right. You think he's
a little kid. Yeah.
That's interesting.
I don't know if he realizes you're bigger than me now.
Right.
Because
that's hard. It's hard to figure out.
Change is hard.
Change is hard. But it's hard to figure, you know, like you spend most of your life up until 2 years ago looking up at your dad and then all of a sudden you're bigger. It's even weird for me.
Yeah.
I still think my dad is 8 feet tall. Then we're like, we walk close. Yeah. Like I walk up to him and we're eye to eye. I'm like, what?
I remember my dad, because my dad was a preacher, so he was like a man of the cloth. But I remember one time after church, this is in Ecuador. Some man's beating his girlfriend in the street, literally like beating her. And he stops the car on Mill Street, jumps out, and like it got physical. And the guy's like, ah, she's a whore. And he's like, well, you can't beat her up. Just tell her she's a whore if you want, but you can't just beat her up in the street. And it got real physical.
Good.
And he used to run marathons and all stuff. And now I see him now, and I'm like, this was a man I was afraid of.
Uh-huh.
And now he's a 65-year-old man. It's just different. Yeah, it's hard to like get your head around.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure in his mind, he's like, just lift me out of here, Dad. You've lifted me out of... Yeah, when you were 35
pounds,
I mean,
it's fair.
Not when you were 230.
It's really fair when you think about it that he was leaning back.
Right.
You know?
I remember when he was a little kid, his favorite game was, this is terrible, I don't recommend this, but you grab him and you throw him. I could throw him like 3 or 4 feet in the air and catch him. Just throw him and catch him. I used to do it for both of them. You could really get him up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to love it. Now I can't even lift him on a piggyback. He'll try to get piggyback. It's like 230 is 230, man. What are you like 200?
I love how you're proud. Yeah, I like that you're so proud how big he is. It's cute.
I guess there's
hanging
something
with my
to
girlfriend
a man,
a lot.
Yeah.
It's cute. What's happening to me, guys? What is happening to me? It is pretty sweet, though. You do. There's like a pride in Kirk's eyes when he talks about how big his son is.
Well, because I always wanted to be big. I didn't realize that, but maybe because I always wanted to be a grown man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are a grown man, dummy.
If I was his weight, I could have played a little running back.
Right? Oh, well, yeah. You have concussion problems.
You always want what you don't have. People with curly hair want straight hair. People with straight hair want curly hair.
You don't want a guy with concussion problems taking care of an autistic
kid. Bald people want anything. That's true.
You're doing great, buddy. Basketball was a good game to play.
It's good coffee.
It is very good coffee today, by the way. Kirk always makes excellent coffee. He brings it from Ecuador.
Hand carry.
That's a great week in the review. Week in the review. Week in review?
We usually say the week in review.
That makes more sense, yes. I'm toying with word order today. Yeah, that's been week in review. Let's go into the news. This is a good one.
Yeah, in the news, right. So this was an article on a television station on the News Channel 2 in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Gives a little background on autism, and it talks about a specific family who's looking for Kimberly McFadden. Says social and communication skills have resulted in social isolation both within the family and with other people. Their four-year-old son, Tyler.
We worry about that with Peter, social isolation a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's being very isolated recently, and it's becoming harder to bring in new ideas because he's becoming a little bit more of a hermit. My mom's pretty worried about it.
What happened to the dating site you were going to set him up with?
Basically, my mother wants to wait until they are back from vacation because she doesn't want him to be going on a date without their supervision.
Okay, that's fair.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
So we sort of waited to get the ball rolling. Also, I wanted to do more research on which sites are better for him in Canada because the ones that I've been looking at seem to be based in the States. And it would still be great to have for him to have a pen pal, but rather than talk to somebody in Florida, it'd be nice to talk to somebody down the street.
Yeah.
You know?
I think both could be good because one could be practice. I mean...
Totally. Totally. I basically had a... But it boils down to two things. My mother doesn't want Peter to get somebody pregnant. And wants to be around so to sort of help usher him in slowly.
Yeah.
And, that's fair. You know, it's very easy for myself... And you know, my girlfriend who loves Peter and has his best interests in mind, and you know, we both, you know, to sort of push for him to date somebody, but we don't have to deal with it day to day. I live in you know, Los Angeles, California. It's far, and that's fair. So. We're going to do the research, and we are going to talk it when my parents get home. We're going to talk it over with Peter and give him just basically Skype it together, you know?
It's great.
And over the phone, just talk.
Chaperoning is something that's gone on for thousands of years. There's a reason for that, yeah.
There's totally a reason for that.
Yeah, you need a little guidance.
My parents are so good and at... At slowly bringing him along at a pace that he understands. They know his pace. There's three people that know his pace better than most people, you know, and how to bring him along. It's just a lot it's one of the things I feel guilty about. It'd be a lot easier for me to do it. A lot easier for him to accept me to do it.
Well, if he gets somebody pregnant, your parents are going to deal with it more than you are.
Well, they're going to deal with it for the first few years or whatever happens, say there's no adoption. It would be my kid eventually.
Eventually, that's true.
You know.
Be your family, your blood.
So, I mean, I have a lot at stake too. But it's worth it. It's worth it because he's a man and he needs companionship and he wants it. He wants it a lot and he loves women just naturally, just loves.
I know the feeling.
Loves my babe, Jane. Really wants me to tickle her. So do you ever tickle her? Do you ever tickle her when you're at home, Graham?
Oh.
Maybe you should tickle her now. Mm. He's always giving me little tickle suggestions. He loves feet.
He's like the director.
Anyway, I'm sorry to cut you off.
It's all right. So this is in the news. So yeah, let's get back on track here. So yeah, so this family is looking for a service dog to assist an autism service dogs organization that has provided proved to be an asset for children diagnosed with autism. This is great. You know, we looked at this a little bit when he was younger, but at the time it seemed like it was, you know, then you have a dog basically that you need.
You
to,
said it seemed off air. You said it seemed like it was more work
than the benefit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think it's so obvious to say this, it's such a stupid statement, but you don't know what you don't know. And so like at the time you're like, oh, he's, you know, we tried everything for him. We tried all sorts of therapies. And so you're like, oh, he's going to come out of this.
Mm-hmm.
So sure. you don't think like, oh, he might never come out of this. This could be a really close friend for him. This dog could really provide, we talked about some companionship and could keep him out of trouble. And more than once he ran away. And so if the dog, you know, would bark and let you know he's leaving or follow him or.
What we don't talk about, or we have not talked about yet on this podcast, is most parents with a child who is autistic, it's their first time.
Oh yeah,
it's almost always your first time.
Yeah,
being a parent. No one has experience. Almost nobody has experience. You don't know what to expect. So yeah.
But I don't think it's too late. We've talked about this. Me and his mom have talked about this even now. It'd be good to keep him busy and to, you know, make him go for walks and go walk the dog and you both get some exercise and go, right. You know, go tickle the dog, have the dog jump on you. And,
sure.
And, you know, there's a reason.
It's not too late.
Yeah.
There's a reason
they say in this town, if you want a friend, get a dog. It's like a dog will be loyal to you and be a friend. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not too late.
So
I would say that, my brother's bond with all the animals that our family's ever had has been special. And I mean, these aren't special service dogs. These dogs aren't particularly looking out for him, but they are in a way. Like, I don't know. I think they understand. And they, my parents' current dog, Peter, takes care of him a lot, walks him a lot, and takes care of him when my parents are gone, which is, you know, they're retired and they travel a lot. So, you know, their bond is a little more special than my bond with the dog. There's just something about it. Peter loves playing with him and just being with him. Like he understands. He knows. He just likes talking to him. Like he understands the dog really well, and I think he feels like he understands the boundaries of it a little more. There's not just that sort of like, maybe if you, I don't know, like I don't know what it's like to be a person with autism, but it seems a lot like when you look at somebody without autism, you just, or anybody, another human being, it just seems like an endless expanse and you with no borders.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what
right.
I mean? You don't know what to expect.
Right. It could be anything, but with a dog, you kind of know what you're
going to get. Dog is like very easy to manage, and he likes this, he likes that, he likes that.
Right.
And if you do this, his little leg will wiggle and it'll be really cute. You know, right. It's just sort of very manageable.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog's eyes aren't as confusing.
You're saying a relationship with a dog is easier than the relationship with a woman? I agree.
I also think it's easier to look in a dog's face than a person's face.
Kinda,
you know, it's less confusing. There's less emotions to be weirded out
to
about.
Figure out. Well, there's tips, tails wagging.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on that you're like, oh, okay, well, he's happy.
Yeah.
You ever looked at a significant other and been like, I have no idea what this person's thinking. I've got some ideas, but I have no idea. I can't be the only one.
All right, so that's...
That was in the news. Let's do the next segment. Next segment is topic du jour. Yeah, this is our topic that Graham alluded to a little earlier, that change is hard.
Change is hard. Change is hard for everybody. especially, in my experience, people who have autism. My brother especially. Change is really hard. Everybody knows... in my family and social circle and fans of this show, how much Peter loves Star Wars.
Yeah.
Absolutely loves Star Wars. Watches them all six he watches once a month in order.
Once a month?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And
wait a minute. What do you mean in order? Is it one through six or is he in the order chronologically that they came out?
He goes
out?
One through six.
Okay.
because he likes how the story plays out. And it was a very good selling point to him when the middle three came out.
Okay.
That they were prequels and took a lot of explaining, but it's like, well, we don't know how Darth Vader became Darth Vader, so this is how he became Darth Vader. Right. So he was like, oh, okay. And he was able to hold on to that, right. Something to hold on to. And now he's like, well, I prefer to watch them not the way they came out, but in the way that they were supposed to. And we were able to explain to him that that George Lucas didn't have the guy who, the creator of Star Wars, didn't have enough money to do the first three and blah, 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 blah. And right. That made sense to him. And he's like, and then when they came out, when the third one came out in the year 2000, which is, episode 3 of 6 of the whatever, they said, now the saga is complete.
Right.
That was advertised everywhere. It's finished. And that gave him a little house to live in that was safe and cozy.
Sold it for billions of dollars and made some more.
And that really confused him and annoyed him.
Yeah.
He was told the saga was complete and he would watch him 1 to 6 and he could see the whole arc and it was over and it was a nice little house, cozy house to live in. And then someone with this Force Awakens broke down that and left it wide open. And now we don't know when it's going to end. We don't know what the hell is going to happen.
They can make 20 of these.
They can make 20 of these darn things. And he's just not, he prefers to pretend that it doesn't exist. So people are like, your brother must be jazzed. You know, it's new Star Wars. Woohoo. No, he's upset. The saga was complete.
Well, they lied to him.
They lied to him. They friggin'
nobody
lied
to him. Nobody likes to be lied
to. No. So it was a lot of, we wanted to go see it together, and my parents are Star Wars fans. I mean, to give them full credit, they turned us on to Star Wars in the first place. I wouldn't be a big Star Wars fan if it weren't for them. They saw it in the theaters, the very first one in 1978 or something, as a date they saw it on a drive-in. Very sweet. And I was like, well, they were like, we should all go. I was like, yeah, we should definitely all go. And we went as a family, and my girlfriend came, and it was the best. It was so awesome. But we took a lot of convincing, you know, not too much convincing, but like enough for Peter. Like, he's like, ah. Literally, it would be like we had to tell him to postpone laundry to go see The Force Awakens. He's like, well, I got laundry at 2.
This is the biggest movie of all time. I know, but my whites aren't going to wait.
It's just, he's got a schedule, and we had to work around it, you know?
Okay.
And we saw it after laundry was done. He works close to my parents' house where the four of us are staying. And then he went home. He finished work. Went home to do laundry and then came back. It's like a 3-hour trip.
I think I get it though, because the
round
laundry
trip
is something
with laundry
that has an end to it. He can finish it. He knows how to do it.
Yeah,
it's done. It's a sense of accomplishment. You check it off your list.
I get why he likes laundry, yeah. But you know, it's really hard. It's getting hard. It's getting harder and harder. This is going back to why we think it'd be good for him to have a girlfriend. I mean, first of all, girls are not going to let you stick to your schedule.
No.
You know what I mean?
They've got their own thing going on.
Yeah, so he's very rigid. He's becoming more and more and more and more rigid.
It's not good for man to be alone.
No. Nope. Nope. So anyway, we couldn't get him to convince it, so we did a 4 o'clock viewing, whatever.
Well, real talk, if a pretty girl had asked him, he might have been
no question
convinced. Yeah.
We should have got Jane to be like, Peter. He'd be like, okay.
Yeah, you want to go to the movies?
Yeah.
Okay, Graham's coming too. Oh, rats.
So basically what you're about to hear is...
a prequel.
Yeah. You're about to hear an interview with the whole family in the car, and I'm asking Peter what he thinks on the drive leading up to see Star Wars The Force Awakens. Here it is.
All right, everybody. I am here in the car with my parents, my girlfriend, and my brother Peter. Say hello, Peter.
Hello.
And we are on our way to go see Star Wars The Force Awakens. I am very excited. I feel like I might be a little more excited than my brother Peter, though. Peter, are you excited to see it, or do you feel... You told me before that you think that maybe you might not be so excited. How do you feel about seeing it?
Well, I probably feel a little bit excited, but I think I still like the original six.
Why do you like the original six better?
Well, it's just that I guess I was more into seeing great movies like when you see how Anakin does good stuff till he becomes Darth Vader, and then in the next three, going from A New Hope to Return of the Jedi, Anakin's son Luke has all of his adventure times.
Right, that's fair. So, you think that, like, you feel like it's going to be confusing, or you feel like the saga's complete, or what is it?
Well, when the original six first got made, I thought the saga was complete.
Right, yeah, because they did say the saga was complete, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah, that is a good point, actually. So, maybe I guess they were wrong.
That's possible.
Yeah, I think they're wrong, Peter. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a really good movie, and I told you they got a new director, so I don't know. Are you worried it's going to be confusing at all?
Maybe a teensy bit.
Yeah. Well, I told you that you could sit beside me, and I'll explain to you, okay?
Yes, yes. I could try to see the new Star Wars. It might not be that bad, but I think I still like the original six better.
Okay, well, you don't know that until you see it, though.
Well, I'll try to see the new Star Wars, but as soon as I finish seeing it, I think I still might be into the original six.
Okay, well, we're going to interview you after, and we'll check in. Anything else you want to say?
No, I think I said enough.
Okay, fair enough. Say goodbye, family.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, so that was the first segment with my with my brother. After I finish interviewing him, he puffs his chest out. I'm seated in the back middle of the car. Pete's to my right. My girlfriend's to my left. He just puffs his chest out, looks over me behind my head, and looks at my girlfriend and goes, "Hey, babe." "Hey, babe." He's just got super confident that he just got interviewed. Movie? No, he hadn't seen it yet.
The interview. Okay.
The first interview. He was just very confident. He's like, "I just got interviewed. I don't know if you saw, but kind of a big deal. So, hey, babe."
That's the kind of stuff I have going on in my life.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
You want to hit your train to your wagon to this train.
It's kind of thing, little moments like that, that sort of made my girlfriend and I be like, okay, we got to get this kid a dating site, you know, because he's just like, loves babes. And then we went to go see a movie. And again, for those listening who have not seen Star Wars The Force Awakens, there is a huge spoiler coming up. So fast forward the next...
2 minutes and 30 seconds.
2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay, so we just got out of the movie. We're on the drive home right now. I'm in the back seat of my parents' car. Mom and Dad are driving. My dad's driving. My mom is also helping him drive. Peter, what did you think of the movie?
I think it was okay a little bit.
You liked it a little bit, right?
Yes.
Good. Did you like it more than you thought you were going to like it?
I'm not sure.
You have to think about it for a little while, right?
That's possible.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Did you understand the movie, you think?
Maybe a little bit.
Do you have any questions you want to ask me about it?
No, I'm fine, but thanks for the offer.
Okay, that's fair. What was your favorite part of the movie?
I guess I liked the part when the girl was able to find Luke.
Yeah, that was... Oh, we just a little spoiler alert for everybody out there. It's pretty awesome, actually. I think that might have been my favorite part. Did you like seeing Luke?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that Han Solo, Leia, and Luke were in there, right?
Yeah, but they were very old.
They were very old. They made them the first ones a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like it better than episodes 1, 2, and 3?
No.
No? You like episodes 1, 2, and 3 better, you think?
Yes, with 4, 5, and 6.
Right. Now there's 7, though. Is that okay?
Maybe a little bit.
Well, we got a lot of work to do, but
I think he liked it, and he'll come around. When you first saw, when you first saw 1, 2, and 3, you weren't that excited, but then you start to, you took you a while, and I think you figured out the order, right? You figured out the story, right?
Yes.
Maybe this will happen for 7. Maybe, right?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, we need time. Well, I'm glad you liked it. I thought it was awesome.
But one thing, yeah. I still like the original 6 better.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, well, that's a change is hard. So we learned today. The movie's awesome. Thanks for doing this, Peter. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Everyone, say goodbye for the radio. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Goodbye.
All right, so that's it. Change is hard. Change.
But I think it's normal. I think change is hard for all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, when I went to shop for a car, I went to shop for a car for a family, mm-hmm. and I'm single, and my daughter's 18 and has her own car, mm-hmm. and my son doesn't live. But you get like in this thing where you're always...
You're shopping for a new car right now?
No, when I bought this last car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where it's like you're kind of fighting the battles of your past. You're always... You're preparing for the last battle instead of the next battle.
Right.
I'm preparing for like my son wanting VCR tapes, and they don't even make VCR tapes, instead of like preparing for his adult... Like you get caught in this weird thing where you're...
Yeah.
Excuse me, were you preparing for your past battles? Yeah. Change is hard for all of us.
It's hard because you feel like you just figured it out.
I mean, how many people have told you what you need to do is be on Letterman? And then you have to say, well, Letterman, first of all, is not on the air anymore.
Yeah.
And secondly, that doesn't really help you as much as it used to.
Yeah, a lot of Christmas uncle conversations.
Right?
Yeah.
Where they're like, what you need to do is
still be that on... comedy game, huh?
Yeah, you should be on Carson. Well, mm-hmm. Carson's been dead 15 years. Mm-hmm.
I'd love to be on Carson.
I'd love to, too. You have a time machine?
Mm-hmm. All right. That's been the latest episode, guys, of Autastic. You guys are amazing.
Look us up. Find us again. Mm-hmm. I know we say this every week, but find us on Facebook. Autastic Podcast is on Facebook. Like us. Message us. Tweet us at Autastic. Follow Graham K at Graham K Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Just Twitter, Facebook, Insta. You on Instagram? I think you're on Instagram.
I am on Instagram at Graham K Comedy. I kept it consistent.
It's good.
Graham K Comedy across the board, guys. Thanks very much. And I know I say you guys a lot, but that refers to all of our listeners out there. Not
plural.
Plural. Yeah, we get quite a bit, man. It's happening.
Really happening for us. Please share this. If you have friends that you think might like this, send them this podcast, send them the link. Review us on iTunes. I know we say that every week.
Can't believe it's happening, guys. Thanks so much for sharing. A lot of you guys have been sharing and have been telling your friends, and I want you to know that both Kirk and I really, really do appreciate
it.
It's actually working, and if you haven't, please, if you think this could help somebody, just get a dialogue started. Autism awareness is a good thing for everybody, even those of you who aren't involved with somebody who has autism. Right? Does that make sense? Did I say that right?
Yep, you did. Somebody who has autism. You're on it.
You guys are the best. Thanks very much, guys.
Love you guys.